On Ozarks at Large, you often hear us talking to bands who have been together for years. But there are also musicians in the area who get together only temporarily for a couple of performances. One such group, Pianos and Drums. The trio was created by Fayetteville-based drummer Nate Wong, who recruited his friends Jonah Wehas, who's based in Chicago, and Yaniv Tobenhaus, who's based in New York City. Recently, the trio stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to speak with Of Note host Katie Hendrickson. All three musicians had gathered as a group for the first time just the day before the interview. During their conversation with Katie, the musicians explained how Pianos and Drums came to be.
My name is Nate Wong, and I am the drummer of this band. I'm also kind of the guy that came up with it. Jonah's a good friend of mine from Berkeley, and Yaniv is a good friend of mine from here in Fayetteville. And they didn't meet until yesterday, and I got this band together. And just kind of a project band. We're just doing a couple gigs here in Fayetteville, a couple gigs in Tulsa, and it's just getting good musicians together to make music.
Yeah, my name is Jonah Wehas. I'm currently based out of Chicago, Illinois. Nate and I go back to we met at school at Berklee College of Music, and there we started kind of writing really goofy tunes on the piano together. We would come over late at night and just jam out on the piano, four hands, yes. One piano.
And everything came out goofy.
Everything, that was the theme, goofy, right? Goofy, but, you know. he called me and pitched this idea, and I loved it. And so, yeah, like he said, I met Yaniv yesterday, and we just started playing and having a lot of fun.
My name is Yaniv Tobenhaus. I lived here for 2.5 years. I was going to school here at the University of Arkansas. Studied music, studied piano with Maestro Juro Margulis. And currently I'm living in New York. A pianist, a musician, composer, arranger. Good friend of Nate from here. It's a pleasure meeting Jonah. Great musician, pianist. And I'm looking forward to do more music together.
As a trio, the first time you guys all played together was yesterday. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes.
So just talk about what that was like. And, you know, my background as a musician is classical. So improvisation kind of freaks me out. I'm not used to that. But talk a little bit about coming together as a trio and how you guys started working together and coming together as an ensemble.
I can talk about my experience, and it was a very good experience because, you know, I think as important as the music and the musicians, the vibe between the people.
Absolutely.
Is important.
Definitely.
And the communication and, you know, on a personal level. And, you know, we met up yesterday, we had a good talk, you know, about life. Yeah. And, you know, lots of laughs. So that's a great surface to start jamming out. And then, you know, we started playing, and that sense kept on being in the music of, you know, listening and, you know, try to be humble and create something together. And then, you know, the more you play together, you just get to know the people more and learn how to connect with them. It's like, you know, personal relationships.
Yeah, absolutely. And it came together easy, which is, like, so key to me that it's going well. You know, it came together just in a few tunes. And even the rehearsal was short because somebody hit Jonah's car outside my house.
It was cut short. It was hilarious. I was just getting in the groove, you know. At first, it's a little bit, whenever you meet someone new, it's a very exciting experience, but it's also a little bit of nerves, and which are good, you know. And so we play a couple tunes in, and I'm starting to really feel like connecting with these guys, and we hear a knock on the door, and this guy right across the street hit my car. So I had to cut it short a little bit, but still, it was...
I think the experience makes us tighter as a group than any rehearsal.
I feel like it feels like it's been longer than a day. We've been through much in a matter of time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And as far as like what you asked about improvisation, it's the cool thing about jazz is that it's a kind of a language that we all studied and we all listen to a lot of the same people, you know, such as some of the people we already mentioned, like Miles and McCoy, and because we've studied that same language, we can come together from really different backgrounds and just do it and improvise in a way because you know we've learned the same songs, we've learned kind of the same language, and we you know can go about our business kind of in a similar way.
A lot of people, I think, don't realize that improvisation is a very particular skill that requires a huge knowledge base because some people, they think it's just, oh, you pick up an instrument and you just play around. And it's like, actually, people who are good at improvising have a wealth of knowledge, and you guys have to meld your minds together and kind of figure out how it all fits together so you guys come up with the sound that you want to create.
Yeah.
Totally.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so cool because we're literally really from different backgrounds, both like musically and ethnically.
Right.
Like I grew up in Hong Kong. I spent some time in Ecuador. I've been in the U.S. for a long time. Yaniv is Israeli, was born in Israel.
Yeah, born and raised.
Came here, lived in New York, which is a whole different scene, really serious jazz scene, something that I've only experienced kind of a little bit. I was in Berkeley. I went down to New York a lot, but it's really heavy. It's something I want to do someday, and Jonah has his own background, and the cool thing is that we can just get together and, like you said, meld those different perspectives into one thing and do what we're doing, which is like... it's kind of unique, you know, and it's just it's cool that we can throw together a band like this and be so comfortable so fast and for it to sound unique, you know, right away, just because we're unique people and musicians.
Well, great. Thanks, guys. Thanks for playing music here in the performance studio and for talking to me about the music.
It's our pleasure.
Need to chill out. All right, ready? One, two. This song's called Suerte. One, two, three, four.
That was Suerte by Nate Wong, Jonah Wejas, and Yaniv Taubenhaus, who together are pianos and drums. The trio recently spoke with Of Note host Katie Henriksen inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The group will be performing at 7 o'clock tonight at 28 Springs in Siloam Springs. You can also catch the trio at 6:30 Sunday evening at Smoke in Tulsa. More information is available at natewongmusic.com.